views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everybody. Had a little bit of technical with the buttons today, but it has been one of those weeks for us. So you heard the intro, but you probably didn't see it. I don't know what happened over on YouTube, but we're good to go. And we're here. We're live, and we're very thankful and blessed. We made it through Hurricane Florence. Not so many people around me did. My own city has several areas that are still flooding. I am not. I am okay. And everybody that was evacuated was able to come home Monday of this week. So it's been a bit going on here, and we are still keeping a lot of people lifted in love, prayer, good vibes, sending the angels to help them out. There's just a lot going on, and the water keeps rising. So it's a lot for them down in North Carolina, South Carolina especially, and in some parts of Virginia. But with that, we have a lot to talk about today. We want to talk about being fearless to be free, because we have in 2 days, we have an equinox, the fall equinox. It's on September 22nd. And on September 24th, we have the full moon. So we have a couple of days of energy rolling in, and this month has been pretty powerful anyway. It's been a strong month of energy and change and dynamics. And when I really tapped in with the angels on the insights of this energy and where we are as this flows, as we are in a constant state of flux and shift and change, I do that. I ask, it's like, okay, don't tell me what to do, which they won't. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but there's a guidance. And it also helps so much to bring in the perspective that's positive. To bring in the positive perspective is huge. Because sometimes we just see what we're worried might happen, or the fear of. And we need to address that today, because some of this energy coming in with the equinox, Libra is, you know, it's an organized, get the relationships going on, you know, making some decisions that are truly where you resonate. Where I found the biggest insight with this, I'm going through my notes, bear with me, I'm just trying to find the spot that I want. Going through Libra, it's really helping us sort it out, because we talked about the clarity coming in on what we want to do, what we want to let go of, where we want to be, things like that. What I'm noticing and what the angels have pointed out to me, especially Michael. Michael's been with me a lot this week because I've needed it too. It's just been one of those kind of weeks, even for me. Yes, even for me. It happens to all of us. It really is how we handle it. And what I've noticed is, if there's something coming up in your life, which it's probably going to show you, that clarity is showing you those things you may not want to see sometimes. And that's where fear can conjure its head, you know, and we want to go, wait a minute, I don't want to be afraid of that anymore. I don't want to be afraid to make a change. I don't want to be afraid to let something go. Sometimes it's someone, you know, it just is a different situation for everyone. And challenges, we're going to talk about that because there's a lot of people going through them anyway, every day. And then we have what we're seeing with, you know, flooding or whatever else is going on to a major group of people. But when you get to a place where these things are bringing up that fear, now we're going to get into some stuff today. So because the angels have really been, you know, prompting me for this to help you because it's going to be a big deal. We're moving and finalizing this month to build our new. So your new energy is coming in, but some of this old that might pop up a fear or an anxiety, sometimes it shows as anxiety. Anxiety is a kind of a physical, you don't see it, but it is a physical experience of fear, really, when you look at the energy of it. And you know, to be free is to not be afraid of that, you know, and you're facing it and being fearless and all that. And I know. But here's the thing. That's where it's shifting into the new energy. That's what I want to point out. Back in the day, back in the things that used to happen all the time, you know, it would be, you know, you tiptoe around these things, or okay, I'll lay low for a bit, or I'll just put that to the side burner. And it won't feel like that works anymore with higher frequencies. It'll feel like if I don't just go with this thing head on, it's not going to go away. It will feel like that. You'll know it. It'll be different things for different people. One thing that's a big deal for one might not be a big deal for somebody else. And everybody's going to find their own way of dealing with that. So when the angels are coming in with this, it's not to say, hey, you know, what if I, and I want to give you a heads up on that right now before we start asking questions. It's more about helping you. Today, it's more about, and, you know, they surprise me. They come up with a lot. But when it comes into Angel Insights today, it's about standing with you. They stand with you. They give you that strength. And this is what Michael has been showing me. And it's been coming in a little bit different. I'm going to stand with you. My wings are wrapped around you. You can fall back and trust that, you know, think about it. But when you're feared, you're not trusting. There's an energy frequency that's opposite of love. It's not like you're trying to not love and do that. I mean, these are natural things that we process here on Earth, that we go through this crazy school of hard knocks. That's just the way it is here. And then he showed me something this week that I've heard several times in my life when I feel worn out. And when, you know, we talk about this, we sometimes feel like, we're worn out. We have to balance. We have to retract. Yes, that's true. And then at the same time, there's a decision to make sometimes that when you don't feel like you could do anything else, you're on that edge, like I can't do one more thing. That's where there's this fine line of a decision to fall back and trust in spirit. They've got you, or pull back. There's not a right or wrong answer here. And sometimes, a lot of times, I've just kept going and I've, you know, like, all right, it helped me practice the surrender to allow spirit and the energy in the moment to flow. Let me put it that way. Because I am talking a bit deep today, but they're important things. And if you tune into this show, that's what you want anyway. You want to understand things. You want to learn. You want to grasp this and feel empowered within yourself. And Michael has said, that's when you're going to find your greatest moments that have been lying just under the surface. And that's where you want to be fearless and tread. And let spirit show you some things. Usually that fatigue and that worn out is our ego side. Just, I can't do anymore, because we realize, oh, my ego was doing so much of it. I need to let that go and see what is beyond that. Now, in that retrospect, there's another side to that. There's a fine line. Remember, I told you there's a fine line where I'm in over my head, I'm burning out, I need some self-care. We're not saying don't do self-care here. You see, it's a little bit weird there on that line. And that line confuses people a lot. It does. Now, the reason I brought that up and shared that is that's kind of tied into this energy that's happening. The equinox, for one, is in Libra. It will signal you to, this just doesn't, not anymore. And you will be fearless to stand up and make the choices that are right for you. So it can help you in a positive way. If you choose to align with that energy and let it show you some things, you see, you don't have to do any of this. This is what, for the people that want to do this, okay? This is a metaphysical thing. We're getting in there, okay? Very deeply getting in there. Another thing is, when do you know when to do it? You know, that's the part that gets kind of weird. You're like, I don't know if I should or should I back out. That's a choice you will always make. Angels will never make that choice for you. They will guide you. They will let you know that they're there for you if you wanted to do something. But I am not trying to get people to go out on a limb that are not ready. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a line here that you can explore when you're ready to explore it, and you won't be by yourself. That's the beautiful part. We have angels, we have spirit guides, we have loved ones over there that, you know, will be there. We have our higher self that is not afraid of anything. And so when it lines up and you see a common denominator, like, you know, this just is a repeating pattern thing. And I've had that happen several times, and I grew every time. So I would go, okay, let me go see what's on the other side of that fine line. And then I would learn so much. I would come back and I would process and absorb that before I wouldn't just try to do too many things at once. That's my logic. That's where Libra can come in. Libra can process and think things out. And an equinox represents a shift and a direction turn in the energy. Energy shifting directions. Okay, we have a couple each year, like spring and fall. That's with the seasons. But with this energy, it's representing the energy's turning, it's shifting. And for Northern Hemisphere people, we're going into winter, if you looked at the nature, and that's more of a going in and resting period, where on the Southern Hemisphere, they're going in the opposite direction, and they're going to go out. But it's still a shift of energy, you see? It's still a turn in direction. But this one is, which ones are working for you? Which relationships, which partnerships, which connections, whatever you might be involved in your life, what is just throwing you way off track? What is not? What, you know, what really energizes you? These are going to come in very clear for everybody individually. Okay? They're going to come in individually. And I wanted to explain, I'm explaining the equinox energy and the full moon today, which is a lot, because they're going to work together a bit. They're so close to each other. And you're going to feel some of that, you know, you are. If you're spiritually awakening and you're tapping in and you want to go beyond a physical life and you want to go past that and really connect into more, you're going to feel some of this. And some of it will give you an opportunity to choose to be afraid or not. I'm not saying that to freak everybody out. I'm literally saying, I'm putting it on the table. I'm letting you know what's going on, because I've been feeling it too. And I've just been stopping, taking that deep breath, going, okay, you know what? Let me evaluate this. Let me go into a meditation. Let me see what my higher self's feeling, my spirit guides, my angels are saying. And I'll get this peace and calm before I do something. If something is really causing havoc and chaos, that's immediately for me got to go away. That's it. It could be the simplest thing. It could be you're changing grocery stores because every time you go in this one, it just, you feel come out feeling crazy. You know, I'm not, it's very randomly what it could be in your life. So I want to leave you with that to think about for a moment while we take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to keep going into this a little bit deeper because I really want to help you make the most of this energy in a very positive way because this is breakthrough energy. This is energy that can help you break through some tough holding patterns or places you've been feeling stuck for years. This is good stuff if you're ready to go there. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
I'm all goofy with my buttons today, but we're still here and we're having a great show. We're just going to change it up, and this energy is doing that. You'll have to bear with me. I've maybe had 2 hours of sleep, so that might be part of it. My beautiful co-host, Emmy, had a bit of an accident, so we have the vet coming after the show. She's fine, but, you know, dogs can tear their nails and it's a big mess. So we have to get some help with that. She's sleeping and she's fine right now, but it's a little bit distracting. I won't lie to you. But now let me go over to the chat for a moment over on YouTube because I want to say hello to everyone. It's good to see you guys there. And we do see a question popping up. David is asking, could this explain some of the unusual feelings of stress I've been experiencing? I am normally very laid back, but this week, ugh. I believe so. Honestly, I think it explains a lot because I've been feeling some things that like different emotions, like, whoa, contain yourself. And just, you know, feeling like that. And I'm like today, I keep hitting opposite buttons. So you guys are going to get an interesting show with, you don't know what you're going to see or hear. So we'll just leave it at that. It's real. This is real stuff. Now, with that, let me go back to the topic now. The equinox, like I said, is that change in direction of flow. The upcoming full moon, and I usually feel those a good week ahead. That's just, I've always felt that energy rolling in gradually and intensifying. And by the time it's here, you know, I know what's going on, you know. So you probably could be feeling some of that one too, because that one is in Aries. So you have Libra energy with equinox is about honoring your own needs, balancing that with saying yes and no to other things that could be draining or dragging you down. Finding that harmony, that balance, like enough's enough. I don't know why I keep tolerating this. Why do I still do this? I need to change. You know, you kind of can feel that in a different way. But then you tie that into the full moon coming in that's in Aries with, you wouldn't believe the stuff it's got going on. There's a lot going on with that because it's also got some Saturn energy in there. And it can be, it can bring up some of the emotions that we would rather not feel. Okay. If it's doing that to you, this is where the be fearless to be free comes in. If it's popping up one particular one or the other, like you feel a little over anxious or you feel a little bit more emotional, you feel a little bit of the anger, whatever it might be, honor what you're feeling. Don't try to shove it away. This is the opportunity here to, it's presenting to you where there's some healing to do. There's also deeper old wounds that might come up, karmic things that might come up. I know this is sounding kind of dark, but I'm not trying to be. I'm actually trying to point out what you might feel or see out there and know this is actually a great opportunity to go, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and see what this is all about. Now, what triggered that? What just happened that made me feel that way? And it could be you feel a little trigger happy with some of these emotions. It could be loss, fear of failure, fear of being alone, fear of what is it that you're afraid of. It will, you'll know. Everybody can feel different things. Self-esteem can get challenged with something like this because the ego wants to be perfect and be in charge. This is where we want to trust and honor that real true part of ourselves, our higher self. This is where that fine line is I'm talking about that could be a little squirrely. We also have the, you know, if you looked at astrology, Chiron, the planet, that's the one of old wounds and healing. And it's a spirit, you know, usually you see that in esoteric, which is what I like. But it can be one that's bringing up stuff that, you know, you feel. It's an old hurt, a whole old wound. When they get, when they come up to be, and they're opened back up, it's opportunity to heal it to a deeper level. And that's what I mean. This is going deeper and cleaning out a lot of cobwebs in our spiritual closets, I guess, if you want to say it. So you can rise up higher because that's what this is. This is, metaphysically speaking, the energy is shifting and rising constantly. It is increasing. And it's pulling all of these things up to the surface for us. This is where, with angels, they just help me so much between what I know my spirit is telling me and what my intuition is calling me to do. And sometimes, guys, it can feel like you're just being asked to do the craziest things, like, oh, do I have to do that and upset that apple cart? You know, like, you know, you need to make a different choice, or you need to end, you know, something that you're doing or you're part of or whatever. And, you know, you just know that this is right, but you know it's going to bring up a bunch of stuff, right? Well, that's the part that the tenacity and the endurance will come through your higher self has. Your higher self, those angels are there. You'll never feel worn out when you trust that side of you in something that's major and you're going through something different. It's a big deal. I mean, one of the things that could come up is, say you're out of sorts and you're around other people and they're just, you know, in first glance, it feels like they are just making you crazy. You know, are you blaming them for your bad mood? You know, well, in any situation where we feel like someone else is affecting us, it's actually us allowing it to affect us that way, because you can choose to disconnect that energetic cord where, okay, they're going to be that way and I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm not saying this is perfect, but it will show you some of those areas. This energy will show you those areas. Now, why are we going through this? Because we are ending and finalizing. That's what September's about. Ending and finalizing that old energy. It's going away, done. This is when you want to get rid of whatever you need to get rid of and clear out that slate. That's why, okay? That's why a lot of this is happening. Mars can be aggressive energy when you don't feel like you got a handle on it sometimes. And that's what Aries is, you know, motivated by, is that type of energy to go do something about it. There's a positive to that. We don't want to go and just, you know, be like, you know, and, you know, just attack. But that feeling could be inside you, and it could feel like that inside where you just feel like this boiling over point to the place where I can't just take you. You just, it's too much. First of all, I want to tell you, grounding is very important. I want to give you some things that Michael, Archangel Michael, has given me, because when it comes to this kind of tough stuff, he's the best one I've ever worked with on this. He really is. You know, you hear about him a lot, but he can protect you. He can help you with fears. He can help you release the fears. He can help you with clearing energy out by simply asking. But one of the first things that I recommend, that he has suggested to me and I do on a regular basis, is just stop. Give yourself 10 seconds before responding. If it feels like you just don't have a grip, you know, and, you know, it's people. We're people. We're human beings living this experience, but we have spiritual things going on that are changing. Big, big spiritual things going on. So it's triggering and calibrating every part of us, not just our physical bodies, our emotional bodies, our mental body, our soul bodies busting out to be in the front here and lead. And it causes a bit of a coup as far as the ego is thinking. The ego doesn't like to relinquish the reins. It likes to be in charge and know what's going on. Well, it has no idea what's going on right now with that. And, okay, so that's where some of that emotion or that feeling of what's happening can come up, or the high stress, or you feeling like, you know, feeling the anxiousness. A lot of people have been feeling like, I wasn't sleeping much because of Emmy having that problem, but some people aren't sleeping at all, and then they'll sleep too much and they're all over. If you have a chronic problem, that's one thing. But if this is just a temporary, it's like a, you know, come and go thing, a lot of times the energy can cause that. And clearing, grounding, balancing, you're going to find that it's going to require you to make meditation more of a priority, a timeout, like a grown-up timeout to sit down, be quiet, ground, anchor yourself, breathe slowly, and just be okay. Just be okay. Just be okay. And I'm like, oh, wow. Thank you over there, over in the YouTube. We have a super chat that came up. And Candace, do you want to use your super chat for anything? Because I saw that pop up bold. So do you have anything that you want to share or ask, because I want to bring that priority up, because we have a super chat. We want to say thank you for supporting the show. This helps support us and help us bring this to you. So I'm going to give that a minute so she can reply back if she wants to. Now, what is going on for you that you feel is just, it feels like the harder you try, the goofier it gets. Okay. And like, why isn't anything working? You really want to pull back, take a minute, and look at why is that happening? Those are clues. Now, it was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about all the messages in nature. They're still flowing into me, guys. If nature's bringing you all kinds of interesting messages, then pay attention. I've had more cicadas and praying mantis. And you know what the praying mantis is? It was right on cue. You know what praying mantis energy is? Time for a calm down, quiet time. And I was right in the middle of something crazy going on. I went, and it came last week, you know, with all the stuff going on here. I mean, we didn't know if we were going to lose our home or flood out or have to evacuate. But then I could walk across the street and all of them were evacuating. That's how close it was for us. It was a bit of a crazy time. It was a bit of a crazy time. So if you have something like that coming up for you, this is where this energy flowing in with this equinox, and this is what Michael's been pointing out to me. It was like he took me by the shoulders and he's looking me in the eye and he sat me down and he said, now sit down and just take a deep breath and listen. Some stuff's going to fly. Some stuff's going to come up, but you're going to do great if you choose to do so. And I'm right here when you're ready. That's it in a nutshell, really, for how they work. And so when you're ready, Now, the other trick to that is you may find that what used to work. So, you know, immediately when you have something happen, you kind of go into autopilot mode. And that's normal, guys. It's normal for you to do that. I do it too. Then as soon as you can catch, wait, that's what I always do. And this just doesn't seem to be working the same way. That's when you want to stop, kind of go in and listen a little bit and just process it a little bit more. That's what you want to do. So here is, okay, Candace is writing back. She says, it's not today. I'll save it for another day. This is because I appreciate what you share with us and the work you put in. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. Saying post your Patreon information if you have it. Would love to support on a regular basis. And what we do is we're working on that. I've been trying to decide whether to do that. Well, we have another one. I want to say thank you. You guys are going to make me cry. Thank you, Relaxing Mist. Relaxing Meditations, it looked like. Oh, my goodness. And anyway, you guys are just beautiful and you're really touching my heart with that. Where was I? Oh my goodness. I got a little bit surprised. When the energy comes up, that's where I was. Okay. He was saying, whoa. All right. Michael's saying, whoa. You know, you feel like you're going to panic or freak out and you're like, no, wait. And it's kind of like he's doing this, like, focus. Stay with me. I mean, I felt like that a couple of times. You know, I was tired. We didn't know. We get past that, and it just breaks my heart when my dog is getting hurt. You know, and she's nine. She's nine now, and so this was something kind of rough, and it's not going to be pleasant when they come with what they have to do. So we have a vet that comes to the house. How wonderful is that? I know. They're going to come to us. So I appreciate that, but it's just tough. It's just a tough, you know, when you feel that coming up into your face like that, that's when you want to go to your spirit side. Now I'm seeing what Raven is asking. She's like questing why sometimes we feel blocked spiritually. I mean, okay. We feel blocked when there's a resistance of energy. Sometimes, and you don't realize it, most of the time, in general, a block, like we can't, it's usually something deeper where this energy is going to help kind of shed light on what it could be that's causing the block. But it will a lot of times be something we're resisting to release, and we don't even know we're doing it. I've had it happen to me too. And it will always be a little bit for everybody on whatever it is. And if you don't know right at the beginning, it might be that you are just you know, you're not ready to go over that fine line I was talking about. You're not quite ready. But when you are, then that's when the block can be removed. You want to have self-care when you do things like that. You want to have self-care ground. And, you know, for some people, they feel like they're just being selfish when they take time for themselves. And I'm going to tell you right now, this new energy coming in, this new higher dimensional frequency, you know, going from third to fifth and just having a different perspective and reality and shift, it doesn't tolerate that. It's like, what do you mean you don't have self-love and you don't make sure you're okay first? Because it's not comprehensible really in that frequency. Because in that frequency, everyone is taking care of themselves. They're being responsible for themselves. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. See how this is kind of gradually doing this. And then when you are doing those things for you and you are 100%, now you're putting out amazing light into the world. And that's what brings the frequencies up. And it's easy. It's like effortless for the group, for the whole. But it won't work until you do for yourself. So that blocked thing happens to everybody. It can happen to me, and it does. And I'm tenacious. I'll be honest. I'm tenacious, and I like to go after it more than I used to. Back in the day, I was, no. But as I've matured spiritually and as I still grow and continue to grow, and I'm going to tell you guys, this whole awakening thing that we're all going through right now, I don't care how spiritual you thought you were or where you've been studying or what you do, this is all brand new for everybody. So I'm not even going to try and kid you and say, oh, I'm experienced, I'm good at that for years. No, I don't think anybody would be. I could speak for myself, but that's a question that I have. You know, like, how could anybody really know this? So I'm being real for you. I'm being absolutely real. For me, I know that I'm in overload when I start hitting the wrong buttons during the show. I mean, I'm kind of in that right now, but you know what? I realized I love being here with you guys every week. I love it. I've been doing this for 9 years now, 9 seasons, and I miss you when I have to skip a week. I truly love doing this. I truly love being with you. I love the interaction with, now that we have it a little bit more interactive, I love that even more. And what I want to say is I've learned that when it comes into the chaotic times of life, and this is where Michael was really pointing it out to me in this last week, because we had Hurricane Florence, we had a little doggy boo-boo here, and we had major stuff going on. And what was important to me was being with you. It was, I'm being honest. It was, I love doing this show for you. And I love giving. I love giving from my heart and just sharing experiences the way that they're coming in. I just want it to be raw, real, and what it is. And I never plan and pre-script. I have a topic I'm going to talk about, but then we just let the show flow. And I realized it was that, and it was about my own health, my own fitness program. That was important to me because I feel so much more spiritually stronger when I'm taking care of myself physically. And so all these things started popping up that were really challenging and couldn't control last week, obviously, because that was a priority with that, because I didn't know if I was even going to be here or have power. But today and yesterday, it was happening again. And I thought, what the heck is this? I said, everything's fine. I'm so excited to be back here for the show. I'm at 4, 5, or 6 o'clock last night. I'm still trying to get it worked out and finished. I mean, I couldn't believe I was even able to get it worked out because of the chaos that was being thrown at me yesterday. Long story short, it was just a crazy chaotic day. And it was like, you felt like you were putting fires out the whole day. And then I realized, and this is my point, and I know you guys understand and relate to this in your own way. My point in this is, you feel like, gosh, I really wanted to do that, but now I'm going to have to cancel it or go do something else. Or I'm going to have to go, you know, you feel like that a lot. I asked Spirit and I stopped dead in my tracks. I said, you know what? I'm doing that show tomorrow. If I have to do it in my car on my phone, if I have to do it with no topping and go, okay, this, we're just going to see what we talk about. I was going to do it because that's a self-love, because that is what lifts me. Did you know that you guys lift me? Probably. I feel like I receive more than I give you back sometimes. But did you know that? You probably don't. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that. And then it was, okay, I usually take midday breaks with my exercise. And you wouldn't believe what I do if I told you. But and I love it. I like intense workouts. So I'm a P90X person. Okay. So I hadn't done it in a while and I went back to the program. I'm like in week six now and I'm doing fantastic. What's crazy is we went and switched off for health reasons. To make a long story short, we went more vegan for health and I'm supporting a friend with that. So I said, well, I'll do it with you. I was pescatarian. I would eat fish sometimes. Now I'm not even eating that. And I had no idea that it would change my body the way it did. I didn't know. So when I said, no, I'm going to be determined, I'm going to do the show, and I want to keep those things that are important to me in my day, I shifted the priority. Everything got done better. Everything that needed to happen, all those fires, all that crazy chaos, it all worked itself out, but better. And guess what? By the end of the day, I wasn't frazzled, drained, and all over the place. I was good. I was peaceful, even though I didn't have a lot of sleep, but I was calm. Sometimes I'm up a lot at night when moons are coming in because I'm receiving a lot. I get a lot of information. I'm seeing a lot of flashing pictures. All kinds of stuff's coming in, random stuff. It's very common. I get it all the time, especially right before a moon is coming in. That just happens. But I am truly sharing from my heart with you that, guys, this energy, when Michael started to show me, look, this energy is going to show you some stuff, but you can choose to do this differently. It was huge. And that's why I want you to see and hear that. Now, before we go to break, real quick, let me catch up on YouTube chat. So Raven is saying, thank you. You are so welcome. Oh, she's saying we love you too and got some thumbs up. Thank you. I just love you guys. Candace is saying, I found you on Blog Talk 8 years ago. It never grows old and it's always fresh and informative. That's a gift. Thank you, Candace, very much. Yes, Candace has been with us for a long time. And now, I mean, we become a family. I think Candace can relate to that and knows what I'm talking about. I feel that this is a radio or talk show family, and we get together and we're sharing this spiritual awakening experience metaphysically. So it's kind of like group, I guess, but not like that. But it's a good thing, and I love to dig in and share the things that are coming up. We also have Kelly's putting out, she's just putting out some love. I'm not quite sure what that little icon is. I see hearts and something. I don't know what they are, Kelly. I don't know what to say they are. Candace probably knows. She knows everything. Probably. Raven is saying, I feel like my intuition and psychic heighten when a moon come in. Yeah, they do. They really do. Mine do. I mean, it's like a stronger signal. It's easier. It just happens. And you probably are like that too. Mine always feels so much stronger. But that week before, like I was saying, I don't usually get the dream kind of stuff that much. I get more messages in nature spirit, or it's like right in my conscious. But when the moon comes for me for that whole week, I go to lay down and go to sleep and I'm seeing this, all this life, this activity, this just is a lot. I think I'm seeing the spirit world. I'm seeing a lot of information. I'm seeing faces I don't know. I mean, you're just seeing it. And I just let them share what they want to share and go with that. Oh, the sparkles. There's sparkles in love. Okay. Thank you, Kelly. I don't even know what those symbols mean sometimes. That's funny. I've never seen that one. Thank you for the sparkles. I like sparkles. So, guys, I'm going to take like a really short break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up. If you have any questions and you want to throw them out there for that last segment, please do, because we have one more segment before we go to break, or before we're done with the show is what I mean. Let me see if I can actually do this right this time. Okay. So stay with us. We are going to be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap this up. And before I finish this up, I do want to say thank you to everyone that tunes in, who has been with the show, who is brand new to the show, for supporting the show. It means everything to me, and I'm honored that you find inspiration and support here. And it helps me help you to put a good show together. And I want you to be free to send me topics you want to hear about, or if you have things like that that we can do, if there's something that you want to learn more about. So I absolutely appreciate that. So what, well, let's see, we have a couple, let me make sure we don't have any more questions. So we have Kelly saying, hey, Jen, I'm feeling kind of blocked creatively, and I was wondering if the angels had any messages for me as to what I can do to get myself more organized so I can create on my art. Thank you. See, you have the right, yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you, Kelly, it's coming in strong, and it's coming in from Archangel Gabriel. So thank you, Gabriel. It's when we have creative minds, we're very right-brained, and in this energy, we can almost be more like not grounded, okay? So doing left brain things that are going to help you organize, because that's where organization skills are. So left brain would be, you know, tasks, organization. If you organized a bookshelf, it would help. It would help, believe it or not. Organize your computer files, organize something in your phone, or rearrange a room or clean it up in structure. If you clean your physical space, that's a task that will help ground you for organization to get back to the art part. You did that would balance the left-right brain so they work together. So I wanted to answer that one. Another one is relaxing meditations. Jen, you have been the window for my spiritual growth. Oh, my goodness. I found you accidentally, and that opened and started my growth. I'm so thankful and look forward to many more years. Namaste. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful message, and I so appreciate you. You guys are amazing. So, wow, I can just feel the love today, and I really needed it after the last week, so I just want to give you guys a big energy hug back, and I hope you can feel it. Wow. So here's to wrap up a couple of things about this energy, okay? First of all, the equinox it's about feeling secure, feeling good about yourself. So if that's being challenged, There's a timeout to honor and respect and self-love. Okay, remember that. And don't listen to what is going on out there that would make you not feel good enough, basically. Think about that. If there's something going on like that, a situation or whatever, you know, limit that. Don't waste energy on something that doesn't make you feel good about yourself. That's kind of a given, but this energy will emphasize that a little bit. And it's about healing and feeling like you're divided and separated. It's interesting because this energy, where we're finalizing and clearing things out, are actually bringing into light. It's interesting. How do I explain this? It's actually bringing to light how we can heal the division that we feel. I know. There's a lot that all this tumultuous, whatever that word is, of the shifts and the changes that have been going on in the last few years. You know, it just felt like everything was just separating off. And, you know, you feel like you got to avoid this and separate from that. And we are saying that at the same time, the choices for healthier partnerships and relationships are going to heal the divide, are going to heal that feeling of being separate. That's the part that's really interesting about this energy, because this is what's rolling in, and we have opportunity to make very deep wounds come to the, you know, we're going to heal them. They're going to release. We're going to feel free. There's a freedom in being not afraid to just do what's right for you guys and feel good about it, no matter what anybody else says. That equinox energy will be that way. The Mars energy, the Aries energy with the full moon, this is to remind everybody, when you combine that with this equinox Libra energy, which is coming up in the next few days, you have the motivation. And it's interesting because you can use Aries energy positively, because it doesn't have a lot of patience sometimes, but you can use that to not tolerate what you've been tolerating that you know you shouldn't be tolerating. How about that? I know. Did you decipher that? I know it can do that. And it's amazing, guys. So this is good stuff. Now, quickly, we have a couple more things coming in. I've been reading, newbie here, Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Been reading about RH factor. People with RH are supposed to have deep intuition. Is this true? I have RH blood type. Wow. Yeah, I'm asking the same thing Candace is, positive or negative RH. I've never heard this till now. And I'll be honest with you, I've never heard that either. So I'm going to be honest with you. I honestly don't know the answer to that question. But guess what? If you feel that you have deep intuition, does it need to be tied to that or not? You know, I've heard some things about the positive negative that go quite deep into some things angelically, but I don't know if that's necessarily tied to that. That's what I know. I'm going to be honest with you. Raven is getting dizzy. Ringing. Ascension symptoms. Yes, I'm sure they are. Very much. I've only got a couple of minutes left here, so I got to go really fast. Guys, if you want to send me, if you want to connect and let me know, because we're working on a group, like Candace said, we're looking on a Patreon account or something on my website where you guys can support more and get more out of the show. What we want to do is bring you more. Okay. That's what we're trying to do. Because I've been asked, I mean, I believe it was David that was with us today. He was asking if we had a group. So we're working on some things. I got a little sidetracked by a hurricane, but we are working on those things. And I just want to say, thank you guys very much for being here. I'm going really fast. I'm about to go off the air. One more, psychic medium Dora. I love you, Jen. Always listen and refer your show to everyone. Well, thank you very much. As you know, amazing things have been happening, and I do a lot of readings to help people. God's love and light to you. And what a beautiful thing. But you know what? When you guys are just being who you are and loving it, no matter what, and this is what I do. This is what I love to do, is be with you like this. I love the real, raw interaction, which I was saying earlier, because I feel that we help one another. It's not just me up here and I'm telling you everything to do. I'm sharing experiences and I'm sharing the knowledge that I come across and the things that I study. And I love that you guys are opening up and your awakening is happening too. Thank you guys for the super chats today. We feel very blessed and honored. That was our first two super chats, so I really appreciate that. I don't know what else to say except I love you guys and I want to take a deep breath. And when I let that breath out, I'm going to send out a beautiful burst of love energy to you. That's gratitude from my heart to you. And I appreciate every one of you. I really do. This is a lot of energy, guys. So be kind to yourself in the next week or so. You're probably already feeling it now. It can get, you know, bumpy. But it doesn't have to be destructive. It can be beneficial. It can go, oh, okay, there's that challenge. Okay, there's that whatever it is. And you're going to have an opportunity with this energy to heal a lot of things in your life that have probably been there a long time. I love you guys. I am planning to be here next week. I'll say it that way. So we are out of time. I have to say namaste. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next week on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.